Managing currencies in the age of uncertainty. Welcome to CurrencyCast. My name is Austin McKinley. I'm the senior financial writer at Cantox. In this episode, we have the pleasure of welcoming François Mascalier, CEO of Simply Treasury. Mr. Mascalier is also the chair of the Luxembourg Corporate Treasury Association and of the European Association of Corporate Treasurers. François Mascalier, thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here on CurrencyCast.
Augustin, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on CurrencyCast today. I will try to share with you my view and how to optimize the fixed management, as well as the peer view across Europe and across treasurers of multinational companies.
Today's episode is sponsored by Treasury Excel, the worldwide treasury community hub. So here, François, is my first question to you. What are your views on the both challenges and opportunities that 2023 might bring in terms of currency management?
First, if we have a look at the recent European Treasury surveys, we can clearly confirm that the market risk, what I call market risk, it's interest rate, FX, commodities, etc. So remain key. It was ranking in the last EACT survey, or surveys, I would say, in the third position behind cash flow forecasting and digital transformation. So, and if you look at the PwC Global Annual Survey, it also confirms this high position of the FX risk or the FX risk management as a top priority for corporate treasurers. So it means that FX risk remain highly ranked by treasurers for 2023 and onwards. It's a top priority, and we will certainly have an opportunity to discuss why. The several reasons I would say behind to rank it number three, it's because first, the FX rate, as you say rightly, are highly volatile. So we saw the volatility over the different, let's say, last couple of months or years with COVID, war in Ukraine, etc. And so I do not foresee, although as you, I don't like to make some forecasts, I do not foresee a decrease in the market volatility for FX currencies, interest rate, and it's quite important because of the swap points and differential of interest, and also for the commodities, and we know the weight of commodities in the FX management. So I think that's certainly a point we need to mention. Therefore, it's essential for CFO to protect operating margins because it's highly volatile, and so your operating margin could be easily eaten or swallowed by the movement in currency. So we remain under pressure. And it's why it justifies having solid, efficient hedging strategies and appropriate hedging accounting strategies and tools. So then it remains highly manual, this management, as well as some others, by the way. And it's maybe why it remains a high focus for a lot of corporate traders. They somehow understand the problem because of the volatility, but they also admit the fact that they are not sufficiently automate could be a problem. So the digital transformation is number two in terms of ranking is quite interesting because automation and digitization could be a way to sort out that risk or to improve the management of the FX risk. And cash flow forecasting, it's a top priority for a couple of years now. And I guess that for 2023, we are just launching the survey at the moment, as we speak, should be and remains a top priority. And again, for the same reason, because we live in a world of uncertainty. So it's important to make sure that you have also accurate data, accurate for the forecast. If not, it's difficult to manage properly your FX risk. So right. I also believe that the interest rate should remain bullish and high with potentially large differential of interest generating swap points. So that's the difficulties for corporate traders these days.
At Cantox, we see that sometimes CFOs do not always understand all the possibilities in terms of what we call optimizing forward points, that is to say, interest rate differentials. Now, to illustrate that point only, now, you've written that, and here I'm quoting you, that often a CFO is a car driver who does not see his or her dashboard immediately, but with delay. Now, wouldn't technology and especially the availability of dashboards fed with real-time data make it easier or facilitate the communication between treasury and the C-suite?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And as I mentioned, the forward point may be a concern because sometimes we have a large differential of interest, especially with exotic currencies and with this picking up interest rate in some currencies. So it may sometimes be expensive to hedge certain currency pairs, depending on which size and you are in. Sometimes it could be in your favor, sometimes it could be in your disfavor. If it's in your disfavor, sometimes you can raise a question, okay, shall I hedge because it's so expensive, or what can I do to improve my position? So in such situations, some CFO decide not to hedge at all and to monitor the exposure, what is feasible. But as it's highly manual, the monitoring manually of the open exposure could be quite difficult, quite inefficient, and not really, let's say, a recommendation or a best practice.
Right.
So, however, the good news that there are solutions as a currency management automation to more dynamically manage your FX exposure. The forward contract could be also monitored automatically with machine to control stop losses, because if you are afraid of being, let's say, impacted by the swap points, the way will be to keep the position open with stop loss order and to make sure that it's automatically monitor in case of big market fluctuation within some boundaries. So I think that it's a way to have a more dynamic approach and to reduce or to mitigate the impact of the swap point. So the time will pass, and of course it will reduce the impact on your cost. And for the second part of your question, it's also interesting because this conditional order automated can help enhancing efficiency, because you know the machine will work 24/7. It's quite important where you are over the weekend, at night, and sometime when you have some days off for banking holidays, you cannot. So regarding also your point on the dashboarding, it's quite important because the CFOs are always complaining they don't have access in real time to dashboards. So they would like to have a condensed, summarized information to take the right decision. And for that, you need some IT solution because now we are in a time of real-time treasury. And very often, the tool we use, the TMSs and add-ons around TMSs, are not properly fit to produce easily and immediately some report for decision-making at the C level.
Now, François, you've written extensively about TMS and perhaps their shortcomings when it comes to currency management. Can you guide us a little bit on this topic?
I think that it's quite important to understand that there are some problems with the current TMSs. I've underlined the lack and gaps of current TMSs, and CFOs often think that if you have a TMS, a treasury management system, it can do everything around finance and treasury. In reality, TMS are far from being able to do everything as we initially thought. So they are more and more in SaaS version, very generic. It means that the functionalities and the report are standard and not really customizable. So it's like prêt-à-porter solution, it's not tailor-made. And when we talk about reporting and development and specific functionalities, sometimes it's missing. So it means that Treasure must find a way to fulfill these gaps and find the missing pieces. And usually it's on Excel spreadsheet or by adding some add-ons to supply the FX management. But the execution is usually efficient with platforms and interface with TMSs for the post-trade management. Although post-trade management is not perfect with TMSs, nevertheless, the pre-trade part is never properly covered. There are two main treasury tasks where automation, in my view, is missing with TMSs. It's cash flow forecasting, we mentioned, and FX management. And by the way, I produced since end of last year a treasury technology mapping, aiming at better defining existing solutions, their role, their limit, and to categorize the tools. Not all are TMSs, and TMS are not able to do everything, unfortunately. So it explains why add-ons are necessary, even if you have a TMS and a top class or leading edge solution to optimize your treasury management as a whole.
Here at CatTalks, we strongly believe that the importance overall of having accurate cash flow forecasts is somewhat overstated, at least when it comes to currency management. So I'd like to have your views on the importance of cash flow forecasting in general, and what about in the case of currency management in particular?
No, you're right. It as a whole, it's a concern. But for FX management, especially if you have the approach you described, the one-to-one approach, where because of your business, you have risk appearing here and there at any moment in time, and potentially 24/7, especially when you have a B2C business with online business. So if you have such an approach, so it's more systematic. So what about the cash flow accuracy? You don't care because you are just hedging the coming exposure. So same with you, if you have a layering approach or a budget approach where you try to build according to a certain pattern the hedging. So the beauty with the currency management automation and the solution that exists on the market, that you can, let's say, automate that and still be efficient without necessarily having good cash flow accuracy. And that's certainly a way to approach that. So if you are not able to produce good data, try to have a strategy that makes sure that you are, let's say, hedging all the exposure you can identify, or you can estimate based on certain, gradual approach. It's also a way to weight your hedging strategies and to make sure that at the end of the day, you will have a weighted average price, especially in some industry where you have a price fixed for a season or for the year. So again, the tools sometimes are not adapted for different strategies. If you automate the currency management system, the FX management, you can certainly have different strategies according to your different businesses, because each business could have a different pattern, different, let's say, constraint in terms of risk. And there you can refine your approach and be, at the end of the day, much more efficient and mitigate your risk and your P&L volatility.
At CatTalks, we're fond of saying that currency management is more than just currency risk management, and that currency risk management in turn is more than just the execution of a hedge, right? Now, but that requires what it sometimes is called a holistic approach to currency management, namely one that takes the entire FX workflow all the way from the pre-trade phase to the trade phase and the several tasks of the post-trade phase. Now, consultants McKinsey have just published a book on the ecosystem of the future, and they argue that a multi-trillion dollar economy is at hand, provided that we're able to, at the company level, to tear down those silos, to do away with a siloed approach. And you know, at least when it comes, of course, to currency management, we're very much fans of this idea to tear down those silos. What's your view on this issue?
I totally agree. So I think that, and I do believe that there are many silos in many areas of treasury finance. So treasury is certainly not an exception, whereas a silo could impact the optimal management of the department. So sometimes treasury department requires support and data from other departments. And you mentioned the pre-trade phase. I need to know the exposure of my operation and to be informed in due course and as soon as possible to make sure that I can apply the defined strategy for hedging and make sure that I can protect the margin. Because at the end of the day, the CFO, the C-suite, would like to avoid any volatility and any impact on the very thin operating margin in this tough context we are facing. So, and actually the same for cash flow forecasting we mentioned, for working capital and for commodities. It's sometimes silo where the information and the flow should be more, let's say, interconnected, interlinked with the other finance department. So an horizontal approach, but also vertical with the subsidiaries. And there we can have some gain by breaking the silos, by generating value. And in many cases, management is silo and therefore potentially inefficient. So the communication between people and between IT tools, it's important to mitigate the risk of inefficiencies. And so treasury must be the central place for managing financial risk, not all the risk, but at least the financial risk. But for doing it rightly, it needs to be fed by data from other departments and affiliates. And that's quite important to make sure that you are feeding the treasury tools, TMS or some others, as soon as possible, efficiently, and if possible, not manually, to make sure that you identify the exposure and can apply the ad hoc and predefined strategy. That's really important to do that. So to come back on your point of the McKinsey study, I can tell you how much we can leverage from further automating FX management, but I guess it's a lot. And you have certainly opportunities to do better. You mentioned at inception opportunities. I think that we have good opportunities to see and to revamp the organization, the processes, to generate more value for affiliates. And if you want, I can give you some example, but I'm sure that you can certainly create value. For example, let's take this example at least by offering to your affiliates, your subsidiaries, to be able to invoice or be invoiced in the local currencies of your counterparty. And so by centralizing all the risk with automation, it's possible. So you have a clear view and you give an advantage because it's easier to sell or to buy in the local currency of your counterparty. That's a way where we corporates, if we break the silos, we can certainly generate values for the affiliates. We should not be, let's say, in our ivory tower. We should also talk to the affiliate to better understand how to improve and optimize the FX management risk.
Yes, absolutely. Here at Kantos, we like to view automation as a tool for growth, right? And when we say tearing down those silos, we make reference sometimes to the fact that the commercial teams and the finance team do not always see eye to eye. And once again, that idea of providing commercial teams with the FX rate they need in real time is a good example of doing away with that silo mentality. And by the way, the same consultants there, McKinsey, said that the ones who are early adopters and drive cross-functional teamwork are the ones that are going to reap the benefits. And they even cited perhaps a 10% increase in annual revenue growth, right? The multi-currency world, there's some reports here from the IMF and others arguing that, of course, the dollar and the euro remain important currencies, but that alongside the natural rise of CNY, of the Chinese currency, the currencies of a number of smaller but well-managed economies are gaining ground. Maybe to mention a few of them, the Canadian dollar, the Australian dollar, the Singapore dollar, the Swedish krona, the Korean won, and others. But what we find really interesting about those studies, and I think it tends to confirm our views, is that it is not only driven or even not mainly driven by top-down macroeconomic factors, but it's mostly corporate treasurers who are taking advantage of the benefits of buying and selling in more currencies. These are the ones. It's a microeconomic and bottom-up phenomenon leading to that multi-currency world. Perhaps a surprising result, but nonetheless, I think it's a reality, and we're seeing it on our day-to-day interactions with customers and prospects. What's your view, Francois, on that multi-currency world? Do you think it's a reality?
I don't think so, because the case of euro becoming the common currency of a large number of countries is an exception, and you know that this number is increasing recently with Croatia. So I keep thinking that we will continue facing a multi-currency world, maybe less currency, but still a multi-currency world, leading by the hard currencies, and you've mentioned some of them. And so in this multi-currency world, some will remain or become predominant. So you mentioned renminbi, we can anticipate the role of renminbi will increase. Euro, dollar, it's quite stable, I would say. So it's difficult to say if the more exotic or smaller currencies or let's say what is not hard currencies will disappear. I have some doubts. Of course, we will keep dealing more and more in the hard currencies, but still at the end of the day, for a European company, and you talk to being based in Europe, we talk to a lot of companies for which the euro is the functional currency. So I keep thinking that we remain exposed because the commodities in this world are still dealt in dollars. And a lot of people predict every year the end of the US dollar domination, but it's still a fact. So even if after COVID we can see a rebalancing of the different leading currencies, maybe the euro and renminbi, two good examples, I keep thinking that it will be still domination of dollar. And for some other currencies, they will still be there in the future. So we will certainly face again some currency wars, so for sure. Okay, we will have to, each country will try to play on that to become more, let's say, competitive, having a lower currency vis-a-vis the hard ones. But I do not see that it will disappear. Maybe it will be simplified, but still we'll have a lot of currencies to manage. And therefore, it's why it pleads, in my view, for well-organized, automated FX management to remove this risk of impacting operating margin. And whatever the future evolution, could be also digital currencies, by the way, we need to make sure that we can, let's say, minimize as much as possible the P&L volatility, what CFOs and CEOs would like to completely remove. So difficult to answer your macro question. At least the euro was a success, despite a lot of detractors claiming every year that it's not a viable currency. I'm not convinced that it will change in the coming year, because I do not see where we can find such a zone deciding to have one common currency. So again, difficult to say, we'll see, but I keep thinking that the world will be multi-currency with hard and let's say more exotic or smaller currencies, and then it would be quite important to manage properly that, to make sure that you extract the best and protect your company against this risk.
That's right, we always say use the most profitable currencies all the time. François Mascalier, thank you so much for joining us here at in CurrencyCast, and well, I hope you to see you soon next time.
Thank you for welcoming me, and thanks for this invitation. Very interesting.
All right. See you. Goodbye.